Web.com
With that, I am proud to say that the bill has been signed. I do want to also acknowledge these 9 pins are going to each of the 9 families of the Emmanuel 9.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Friday, July 10th, 2015. Today is the birthday of the great Ward White, and tomorrow is the 17th birthday of Kobe Boyce.
Kobe is 17. Oh, my goodness,
That's
man.
That's what I said.
Wow.
More than 50 years after the state of South Carolina raised a Confederate flag at its state house to protest the civil rights movement, the rebel banner dating back to the U.S. Civil War and other times closer will be removed Friday. That is today. The takedown of the flag is at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central. And when I stop talking about it, hopefully the song will stop as well. Meanwhile, conflict over the Confederate flag has spread to Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Of course, as we said, South Carolina poised to take down the Confederate flag today. The debate is quickly expanding to all symbols of the Confederacy and causing consternation among lawmakers. The conflict over the Confederate flag spread to Capitol Hill yesterday in a politically charged and emotionally draining display from both House Democrats and Republicans who accused each other of using the controversial and thorny topic as political leverage to advance their own agenda. The Philadelphia Police Department has opened an internal affairs investigation into an April arrest after video surfaced showing mostly white officers repeatedly punching and kicking a black suspect. The department launched its inquiry into the forceful apprehension of 22-year-old Tyree Carroll on Thursday, a day after a political commentator who chronicles police conduct posted the video to YouTube. It's been viewed nearly 33,000 times. The department said it's working to gather facts and identify all officers shown in the 5-minute clip. So far, none have been reassigned or taken off the street. A lawyer who agreed to represent Carroll after a friend sent him the video said he was frightened and upset by the officer's conduct. Meanwhile, a Washington State man was holding a large rock and drew back his arm as if he was going to throw it when police officers opened fire and killed him. One of the officers said in a recording released this week, police officer said he decided to shoot because he feared officers or members of the public would be injured or killed by the man's rock. The great Michael Kottman is on BlackAmericaWeb.com today, and he's asking who's behind the black churches and gives a great background and an up-to-date on what's going on the church burnings in our country. Hackers have stolen social security numbers from, now they say, over 22 million people, and that admission from the government. This is fingerprint records and other information from background check investigations in a massive breach earlier this year of federal personnel files, and they believe, of course, that the major hacks believed to have been carried out by China. A big upset on the set of E! Entertainment. Juliana Rancic has been announced that she's leaving E! News, and it's been in the works for some time, according to officials. The final straw was when the network hired her arch rival, Maria Menounos, and Maria and apparently Juliana don't get along. Now she will stay. Juliana will stay on for Fashion Police. Oh, great. And live from the red carpet. But there will
be
more changes.
He's good? Is my neighbor
good? No, that's not. He's Entertainment Tonight.
Oh, he's Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the other thing. They say that correspondents Alicia Quarles and our friend Terrence Jenkins, Terrence J., are on their way out. So we need to watch out and see what's happening there. Serena Williams going to the finals at Wimbledon after beating Maria Sharapova yesterday. And she takes on Spanish opponent Garbine Muguruza. In the final tomorrow. Breakfast at Wimbledon, everybody.
All right. And it was dinner last night with Serena and Drake after the match.
Drake, yeah.
Actually, I think it was before Maria Sharapova match.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That might have been the impetus.
Started from the bottom, now you're here. Look at you, man.
Happy anniversary to Krispy Kreme. They're celebrating their birthday today, selling a dozen donuts for 78 cents. Notice kids here on the set of the Tom Dorner Morning Show, we get nothing.
78 cents for a dozen?
Now, here it is. You get a dozen at the regular price And celebrating their 78th anniversary, you get to purchase a second dozen for 78 cents.
Diabetics, whoa, go home.
That's
okay,
awesome.
Turn around, diabetics. Get out of there. Get out of line.
But we thought Skip's people would be here with donuts for us.
You remember I told you yesterday that I was going to go by, but the line was already wrapped around the building,
uh-huh,
getting ready for today.
Uh-huh.
So I opted out.
Man, if we get this many people to register to vote, and they don't stand that damn donut line.
For 78 cents.
We wouldn't have no problem in this country at all.
That's right.
Don't you know? Those are your headlines.
And Sybil, who was old girl yesterday? Was it Ariana Grande? That was, she got busted at a donut shop.
Yeah, it's a big donut gate.
Oh, donut.
She was with her boy toy / dancer, and it looked like he kind of, you know, egged her on, saying, I dare you.
Yeah.
And she licked the donut and put it back.
Licked him and put him back.
Oh, because
they were doing a video, right?
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Now they have launched an investigation into the donut shop. And so their rating has now gone down from an A. You know how they rate the stores,
the food stores?
And so the rating has gone down from an A to a B because of her nasty self and licking the donut.
That is nasty. My auntie used to do that. She used to lick the peanuts, lick the chocolate off, and then put them
lick
back.
Lick all the salt off them and put them back in
there. Put
them
back in there, yeah.
I think I just threw up a little in my mouth.
I did. I threw up in my mouth.
Coming up, one of Hollywood's greatest, Robert Townsend, joins us on the
buddy.
Show. Yeah, got a movie on.
Did you hear?
Up TV, Playing for Love. It premieres on Sunday. Robert will be in to talk to us about it in about 5 minutes right here on the TJMS.